Clouds will remain in place through the afternoon across the region as the storm system slides well off to the south and east of the Atlantic coast. Still, those clouds could yield some flurries or snow showers parts of the area throughout the day, especially in southern New England. High temperatures across the region will be in the middle and upper teens. More clouds around tonight with the system still close enough, lows around zero on average. And for tomorrow, those clouds eventually will break up and high pressure will bring us increasing sunshine throughout the day, but it will still be cold with highs in the middle and upper teens. That high pressure will be overhead on Saturday morning and most places will start below zero. A nice rebound with brilliant sunshine throughout the afternoon back into the lower and middle 20s. On Sunday, we begin to see a shift in the weather pattern. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, and a storm system will head our way from the deep south. It'll have a batch of moisture with it, which will produce some light snow by evening, and a steadier snow overnight Sunday night and early Monday morning. Highs on Sunday will be in the middle and upper 20s. After the snow departs on Monday morning, we'll go back to sunshine and a breeze in the afternoon and back into the lower 30s. This type of weather pattern will remain in place through midweek next week. As a result, another system will head our way for Tuesday night into Wednesday. Sunshine will give way to clouds on Tuesday, and there is the chance for snow or mixed precipitation by the end of the day with highs around 30, and a good chance at more snow or mixed precipitation on Wednesday with highs in the middle 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, low pressure just off the Carolina coast will continue to move northeastward out over the open Atlantic. The system will continue to produce snow, though, over parts of the region before moving out. Winter storm warnings are out for most of Virginia and North Carolina. The heaviest snow will be in the Williamsburg area out to the Delmarva, where 5 to 9 inches of snow is expected. On the fringes of the storm, Washington, D.C. will pick up 1 to 2 inches of snow, and Charlotte will have a wintry mix of rain and some wet snow. Meanwhile, another strong cold front will sag into New Mexico today and interact with an approaching upper-level trough. Heavy snowfall accumulations will favor the Sangre de Cristo Mountains and adjacent east slopes, as well as the northeast highlands. Winter storm warnings are out for these areas. And conditions will become increasingly wet over the northwest over the next few days as a system dives southward down the British Columbia coast. Pacific moisture will fuel soaking rain and accumulating mountain snow over Washington and Oregon. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Miami, Florida, to a low of 28 below zero at Ambaris, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, light snow in the mid-20s, Boston, cloudy with snow showers and highs in the lower 20s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with the chance for some light snow and highs in the teens. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low 20, the record high 63 set in 1976, and the record low 11 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:36 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:41 p.m., 11 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today, with highs in the lower teens. Mostly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the lower 20s. Cloudy tonight with lows near 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with a few snow showers or flurries today and highs in the middle teens. Cloudy tonight, 0 to 5 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered snow showers today and highs around 20. Cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, cloudy with a few flurries or snow showers today and highs in the middle and upper teens. Cloudy skies tonight, 0 to 5 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, any clouds giving way to increasing sunshine staying in the teens. Sunny but cold Saturday, back into the lower to mid-20s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Sunday with a chance of snow by sunset with highs in the middle 20s. More snow Sunday night and early Monday morning, then increasing sun Monday afternoon in the lower 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds again Tuesday with the chance of snow or mixed precipitation by evening near 30, and another chance of snow or mixed precipitation Wednesday back into the middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.